Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Wednesday had a chance to visit with the re-elected chairman of the North Dakota Soybean Council, Jim Thompson, on the three pillars of strength of the Soybean Council: research, education, and market development.
Dividing those out in the three different parcels there is kind of important to keep us all focused on what the task of the Soybean Council is. And we have the grower board members serve on one of three committees, and kind of get our work done that way by presenting to the board what they're finding out in committee and what they're hoping to fund and the projects that they're seeing coming through, and just keeping a sharp eye on how those checkoff dollars are being spent and making sure that as we go forward, we're tracking and making good notes on what the return is to the soybean growers on these different projects. And you take into consideration, let's take market development, for example. You know, we're always looking at new developing markets outside of the United States that maybe North Dakota could become a solid, reliable supplier for. And North Dakota is unique in that we sit very, very, very close proximity, if you will, rail-wise to the PNW. We can be a very reliable supplier of soybeans out to the Pacific Northwest to get on boats and get across the ocean. So we're always looking and working with USEC, United States Soybean Export Council, to get beans kind of moving and move the pile, as we like to say. So market development's got a lot of focus internally, within the state, but as well it's got a lot of external focus. And we actually sent some growers up to Canada last winter, and that was kind of to just check out the meal side of things and see what Canada's appetite is for meal and how North Dakota could help them, fill the void there of some meal products going back up into Canada. So, market development is very important, obviously, to get that pile of beans moving. And then same with research. You know, we're looking at innovative uses for soybeans. We're looking at, product development as far as varieties and soybeans and then how insects and molds and disease are affecting soybeans. So research is always going to be a huge, huge part of the council's focus and funding very important projects and in conjunction with researchers as well as NDSU to really make use of that checkoff dollar. And then outreach and education. We're always trying to educate the consumer on, what soybeans are and what they're used for and what they're good for and why we grow them and why you see them here in North Dakota. So, just very important work that the council does to stay focused on getting things done for the soybean grower and moving product as much as we can.
Jim Thompson, Page, North Dakota, reelected for the second year in a row, chairman of the North Dakota Soybean Council. This is Inside Agriculture. Thanks for listening. I'll see you this afternoon on Farm Talk and tomorrow morning right here.